USA Radio News.
We'll be meeting with China, as you know. Yes, we'll be meeting tomorrow, and we've already spoken. And we're working very hard. If we could make a deal, that would be good. I think they want to, and I think we'd like to, and we'll see. But we'll be meeting with President Xi in a little while, but for the most part, tomorrow, I would say, would be our big meeting.
President Trump at the G20 summit in Argentina, the president and his team hope to work out a deal between the United States and China to resolve the trade war. Former FBI Director James Comey is asking a federal judge to block a subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee. Comey filed the unusual motion in a U.S. District Court on Thursday. One of the things Comey is concerned about is leaking. Well, House Judiciary Chairman Republican Bob Goodlatte tells Fox News, leaks are no good.
We don't condone leaks. Trey Gowdy and I are concerned about that.
Goodlatte also says the entire testimony will be released. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A New Jersey man accused of killing his brother's family will remain locked up for now. Paul Canaro pleaded not guilty to four counts of murder and a bunch of other charges while in court today. He was ordered without bail. Police believe Canaro killed his brother Keith, Keith's wife, and their two children last week before torching their home, all for financial reasons. Jesse Ventura is considering a run against President Trump in the 2020 election. The Body, as he was nicknamed during his wrestling days, also believes he would beat President Trump. Ventura tells TMZ when we can expect an answer.
Always there. The Greenies are on. The Greenies have shown interest. The Green Party. I'll go to Mexico now for a couple months coming up, and that's where I'll make the ultimate decision when I get down there and clear my head out of whether to do it or not. But there's a lot of factors that will come into play. See, I don't want to run and elect Trump.
Ventura was governor of Minnesota from 1998 to 2002, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
8-year-old Asher Jones of Utah was on vacation with his family in the Bahamas when they went on an excursion to swim with nurse sharks, who were allegedly assured to be safe to swim with. Asher ended up getting bitten by a shark. He shares his story on ABC's Good Morning America.
We were in the Bahamas, and one of the stops were to swim with nurse sharks. There was one at my feet, and I jumped over it, and then another one came up behind me, and went. At first, I thought it was my dad pretending, and then I was like, nope, my dad's flesh. Then, absolute panic. And my sister was screaming, I want to get out, I want to get out. I want to get My dad pulled it off, he picked me up, he brought me to the ladder. Like, adults were, like, climbing up the ladder before me, and I was like, really, guys?
Asher and his family, they're doing all right now. What National Geographic said is those fish, for the most part, they are harmless, except when they're eating or when they're defending their own turf. So keep that in mind if you're ever swimming with the sharks that they say are safe and you're in the Bahamas. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.